Lift up your eyes and see the countries, that they are white, all ready to harvest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have a special Mass today in honor of Saint Henry of Uppsala, who was and is the patron saint of my home country, Finland. And Saint Henry was originally from England, and he came to Sweden with the papal legate named Cardinal Nicholas Breakspear, who was soon afterwards elected pope named Hadrian IV, while this cardinal was made the prince and leader of the whole Catholic Church. Saint Henry was made the auxiliary bishop of Uppsala, Sweden. And it's notable that today, after the Mass, we say the Chair of Unity octave, and we say a prayer for England, that God would recall the souls of this great nation, now separated from Him, to the unity of His Church. It was the Englishmen who established the Catholic Church in Scandinavia, or in Finland particularly. So all of us from that country are much in gratitude for Englishmen to have taken this great assignment of giving and of spreading the Holy Gospel and the Catholic faith and the sacraments all the way up to the north. When Saint Henry was made the bishop, he became what was in something what might called an established living. He had his court, his servants, and he had a steady and permanent place to live. But all that was to be changed when in the year 1155 he was ordered by the Pope, that is Hadrian IV himself, to go and set the church in Finland, which was located right to the east of Sweden, across the Baltic Sea. Now, we might see this kind of a downgrading of the dignity of the bishop. Here he was, Saint Henry, resident bishop, and who had kind of got used to his steady living place already, and now he was ordered to go and spread the faith and the sacraments to this strange country. And not only was he ordered to leave, but he was ordered to go on a very dangerous journey to a mission country where most of the people were still pagans. It might be that Pope saw that there simply was no one else who was fully capable of doing this dangerous journey. Or maybe the Pope, who after all knew Saint Henry very well, wanted also to give a chance to him to show humility, to send a high-ranking bishop to become a simple missionary worker, to do preachings, baptisms, and establishing churches. In this way, Saint Henry is much like today's saint, Saint Sebastian, who in the midst of fierce persecutions in Rome was ordered by Pope Saint Caius to stay in Rome and help to protect the Christians, and who was later himself shot dead by arrows. But like Saint Sebastian, Saint Henry knew that obedience might mean death, and there was good chances to be drowned on the journey, after all, going across the sea on those days was a very dangerous journey. There were no airplanes, no high streamers, no secure rafts to carry you across the ocean. You had to use boats, and the winds which were blowing across the Baltic Sea might sometimes prove to be fatal for your journey. And even if he would survive the dangerous journeys, it was good chances that he might be killed in his new country of residence. After all, those Finns who were pagans did not much appreciate to a preacher who came from a strange country to tell them how they must live their lives. And that, by God's plan, is exactly what happened. Saint Henry was killed on this day in the year 1156 in Finland. He was killed because he wanted to spread the church and faith of Christ and wanted to sacrifice his own life for spreading the good news and giving people the sacraments, the tools, and in the tools of God's grace and the ways of his salvation. I wanted to draw your attention to the faithfulness and obedience of Saint Henry in humbly submitting himself to the commands of his superiors. But I also want to notice you to take notice that usually obedience is at least somewhat easy when the order is given by a teacher, a parent, or a priest. But children, think about the situation if one of your friends or classmate would say, "You should do this, you must not do this," and think, how would you react? After all, Saint Henry had known Pope Hadrian IV before his rising to the throne of Saint Peter, and it might be that Saint Henry had other ideas what was good for his future in the service of the Church. Nevertheless, he obeyed without murmuring and sailed to his death by the order of his own superior. So children, learn today always to take correction or guidance or orders with the spirit of humility. Treat all your days as a sacrifice to your Father in heaven. There is a beautiful prayer in the Mass right after the offertory where the priest says, "In the spirit of humility and with a contrite heart, receive us, O Lord, and grant that the sacrifice which we offer this day in thy sight may be pleasing unto thee, O Lord God." So children, of course, if someone tells you to sin, you must always refuse. But if someone, whether it be your superior or your friend, says you to do something which you dislike or would not care to do, take it with the spirit of humility and comply to your friend's will with joy. Saints like Saint Henry and Saint Sebastian were made saints by dying to their own will so that they might do the will of God. And when you are at the service of your Heavenly Father, then you are always happy and you can be guaranteed that the roads which you take in your life, whatever kind of road that might be, that is always protected by God Almighty and always leads to your true home into heaven with God and all the saints. God bless you. In the name